You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome, beautiful souls. I'm Sue Williams, and this is another episode of Energy Intuition Transformation on the wonderful Moonstruck TV and A1R Psychic Radio. And thank you for joining me today. Now, today's topic is one that's close to the hearts of many intuitives, empaths, and animal carers like me, and something I often see in my day-to-day work. And it's all about energetic boundaries and why sensitive souls need protection. So if you've ever walked into a room and felt the tension or found yourself just exhausted after talking to someone, even when you weren't the one doing the emotional heavy lifting, well, this episode is for you. So understanding energetic sensitivity, let's start with the basics. We all have an energy field, an aura, that extends beyond our bodies. For sensitive souls, this energy field is like a sponge. You absorb emotions, moods, even physical sensations from those around you, especially people, animals, or environments that are in distress. You might take on a partner's anxiety, a client's overwhelm, or maybe even your pet's trauma, or even a stranger's sadness just while you're out shopping. And if you're not aware that it's happening, it can lead to what I call energetic entanglement, a state where your energy merges with the energy of others, making it hard to know what's yours and what isn't. So some real life examples of energy entanglement. Here are some common situations that I have seen. The empath's crash. A client who works in healthcare comes home completely depleted. She hasn't done anything physically strenuous, but she's carrying everyone else's emotional load. And there's the animal healer's mirror. An animal carer begins developing similar symptoms to the animal that she's treating. Maybe it's joint stiffness, digestive issues, despite being otherwise well. And the connection is too open with her and her animals, and the energy is flowing both ways. And there's the overgiver's fog. A woman constantly supporting friends and family finds herself anxious, foggy, and irritable, and thinks something is wrong with her. But what's wrong is no boundary between her emotional field and theirs. Now, does this sound familiar to you? It could be. So to address that, let's do a short guided meditation that's all about the bubble of light. And this will restore your energetic clarity. And as always, please do not listen to this meditation while driving or operating any sorts of machinery. And if you need your full concentration at this time, please listen with your eyes open and return to experience this meditation properly with the replay. So, if you're safe, seated, and comfortable, begin by closing your eyes if it is safe to do so, and take a moment to get comfortable. And begin by taking a deep breath in and slowly release. As you do this, Feel your body relaxing and becoming still. Imagine a soft glow beginning at the center of your chest. And this is your inner light, your true self, glowing warm and steady. Now see that light gently expanding outward, filling your torso, your arms, your legs, until it reaches the edge of your skin as it moves out. Then watch as it continues beyond, forming a soft, shimmering bubble of light around you, your sacred energetic boundary. Now, this bubble is not a wall, it's a filter. It allows in love, support, and guidance, and it gently deflects energy that doesn't belong to you. You are safe, you are sovereign, you are whole. Now hold on to this vision for a moment. Breathe into the strength of your boundary. And now slowly and gently begin to return by wiggling your fingers and toes, taking another slow, deep breath in and exhaling. And if your eyes are closed, slowly allow them to open and return to the room, feeling grounded, clear, and protected. Now, let's look at the Oracle card for the week. And this week, I've drawn from one of my favorite decks, the Clarifying Life Situations Oracle. And the card I have drawn is the Shield of Resilience in the upright position. Now, the message with this card is employ your shield of resilience, guarding against external pressures while nurturing your internal strength in love and in your career. Now, this is such a powerful and aligned message for our topic today. When we talk about energetic protection, we're not talking about building walls. We're talking about creating conscious resilience. The shield of resilience reminds us that it's okay to say no. It's okay to retreat. It's okay to honor your own bandwidth and not let the world's noise deplete your soul. Whether it's workplace demands, emotional expectations in relationships, or even the silent overwhelm of being just switched on all the time, you are allowed to protect your peace. So let this card be your permission slip. Firstly, to shield your energy, to stay rooted in your truth, and to carry yourself with the quiet strength that comes from knowing who you are and what you don't have to carry. So what are some signs of leaking energy? Not sure if your boundaries are being crossed? Well, watch for these common signs. Sudden fatigue after interactions with someone. Physical heaviness or tightness in the chest or stomach. Mood swings that don't seem to originate from you. Feeling responsible for how others feel. Perhaps a sense of losing yourself around certain people or even animals. If this resonates, your field may be open, torn, or carrying cords from others. But don't worry, awareness is the first step to restoring your power. So here are some simple energetic protection techniques that you can begin using daily. Firstly, the bubble visualization, just like we did in the meditation. It works fast and it works anywhere. And cord cutting with intention. At the end of the day, say, I release any cords or energy that do not belong to me. I call all my energy back to myself, cleansed and whole. and you can take salt showers or baths. Salt is energetically cleansing. Use Epsom or sea salt to remove lingering energy. And of course, there is crystal support. Carry black tourmaline, obsidian, or selenite for shielding and clearing. And don't forget to do a daily check-in with your feelings and emotions. Ask yourself, is this feeling or emotion mine? If not, breathe it out. Send it back to Mother Earth for transmutation. And there are also spirit talk sessions, which I do, which provide deeper clearing. Sometimes we carry long-term energetic entanglements that don't release with surface-level techniques. In my spirit talk sessions, we go deeper. We uncover soul contracts, past life imprints, emotional residues, animal-human energy bonds that are imbalanced. Together, we can clear old patterns, re-anchor your energy, and create new pathways for strength and sovereignty. If you feel weighed down by energy that doesn't belong to you, or if you sense you've lost connection to your own frequency, this may be the next step for you. If you would like to find out more about Spirit Talk journeys, go to holistic-health.au, follow the link and learn more. And if you are really keen, just book a session with me. So, some final thoughts. Protecting your energy isn't selfish. It's sacred self-respect. Sensitive souls, you were born to feel deeply, to care, to connect, but your gift is only sustainable when your energy is protected. You can be open-hearted and still maintain boundaries. You can be empathetic and empowered. So this week, I invite you to observe what drains you. Then practice your bubble and reclaim what's yours, because your energy is clear, grounded, and protected. Your true frequency can shine through, and that's the frequency the world needs most. And of course, if you're unsure about how to proceed, you can contact me at any time through my website, holistic-health.au. Book a free 15-minute chat with me. You can tell me all about what you need my support with, whether it's through hypnotherapy, energy work, anything that can help you spiritually, energetically, physically and emotionally. Just book that a free 15-minute chat with me and we can go deeper and deeper into the main areas that will help you. So thank you for once again joining me today. As always, I wish you a blessed week. I look forward to seeing you in our next show, our next time together. And until next time, stay radiant, stay clear, and stay grounded in your life. Bye for now.